This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
It has been a long week, but we're back on season 2, episode 3 of the Almost Famous Podcast. Ashley, we've made it a full season. What's going on?
What is on my mind is this Christina and Dean drama from this week. It seems to hit pretty close to home with me. I know it's not an exact comparison to me and Jared and me. But it's got similarities, and I definitely feel connected to it. Jared, of course, Ashley.
I'm just putting myself in Jared's shoes. Yeah. How in the heck are you comparing the two of these situations?
Okay, so basically, the difference is Dean and Christina obviously were dating. They're dating, you know, they went home with each other for a week or more. Just there's mutual interest, right? With Jared, we were talking at best, I suppose. But I think the difference is that right now we're seeing Dean say, hey, Christina, I kind of want to broaden my horizons. I'm going to accept dates, and I think you should too. And we see Christina totally heartbroken over this, and she has to witness the guy that she likes so much go out with other girls, snuggle with other girls, just like make googly eyes at other girls, and just her experience is so similar to mine. It is.
Oh, Ashley.
And no, yeah.
Come
it's,
on, Ashley.
No. But Ben, what are you talking about? It's the most hurtful thing to have to see the guy that you like with somebody else. Because normally you don't have to watch that. Like the most you're going to see is through social media. You know how that goes. That hurts in general.
Yes, it does.
And
I get that. I get that.
So that sucks. Also, you hear it like through rumors with mutual friends and all that. But like in this weird world that is The Bachelor, you actually have to watch the person you like with other people. And it just is a whole different degree of suckiness. And I could continue.
Well, go ahead.
People either there in paradise or like maybe viewers are probably thinking, Christina, he said he wants to pump the brakes. He said he wants to date other people. It's not even a red flag. It's more than that. And he's blatantly saying, like, I like you, but I'm not going to dedicate too much time to this. If a guy is saying that, he's not that into you. Correct?
I think you're completely right. So I have a couple opinions on this, and I look forward here. We're gonna take a couple callers to get their opinions as well. But to start off the conversation, I want to say one thing. I like Dean. I've never met Christina. I'm sure she's awesome. You're completely correct. Anytime you have to watch anything like this happen in front of you, and it's easy to do in today's world, it hurts really bad, and it's not fair to either party involved, especially when there's real feelings and hearts behind it. I just think, and I want to take some callers here. My personal opinion is I think Dean is terrible at ending things with somebody,
100%.
And I have my reasoning behind that. But first, Ashley, we have a really exciting announcement. It took us a whole season to get this going, but can you please tell our callers about how they can now call us?
Oh, yes. We have an actual hotline. You can call us at 833-BEN, B-E-N, N, Ashley, like N, like Ashley and Ben.
Like
the letter N. Ash. Okay, so you guys, write this number down because so many of you tweet us and they're like, how do we call into the podcast? Well, here's the number. It's 833-236-6274, and it'll be like that the entire season. So that means you could put it as a contact on your phone, and whenever that weekly tweet goes out by me, you can just call into that number and hopefully you get through and we get to talk to you.
And we have a voicemail if you want to leave us a message.
Oh, we have a voicemail, so please leave us messages. How fun is that? All right, we're going to go to our first caller, Lauren and Brittany in DC, my home city. Hey, Lauren and Brittany.
Hey,
Nova represent.
Yes, hey. Nova.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait, whoa. What the heck is Nova?
Northern Virginia.
Okay. Come
DMV
on.
Represent DC, Maryland, Virginia.
Yes. Hell yeah.
All right, what's your question?
Hello.
What's your question, guys?
Oh, we wanted to ask you all if you. Like what you think went on off screen with Dean and Christina, because we feel like to understand the relationship on Paradise, there was so much that happened in those weeks when they weren't filming.
If there's anything you can tell us, I don't know what you guys can actually say. But.
Ooh, Ben, you take this question first.
Okay, yeah. I mean, so as you know, we have been able to be with Dean here recently, and it's I kind of like the way Bachelor in Paradise is doing this, where they're being very transparent with the fact that people hung out when there was a break in the show. That's not a secret to the audience. It shouldn't be a secret because obviously relationships built in that time. I don't know the details of what happened. I do know that during that break, I had heard a rumor that Dean and Christina were doing very well, that they had kind of walked away from Paradise very happy. And so all I know is in that break, things were progressing forward in their relationship, but I just don't know to what level or what extent. So it was a little shocking to me on the first day back when Dean did end things. I was surprised by that.
For me, I think it is important that we point out the fact that this is completely, completely unique to the show to have in between time off camera before a fantasy suite. Do I know of anything that actually went down during their
week? Well, we can reveal they spent time together.
Well, yeah,
he went back to her hometown. And they went with some other Bachelor people to Chicago or something.
Yeah, they went like 5 days to her hometown. I believe he did not meet her parents. He may have met other family and may have met friends. And then they took a road trip to Chicago where they hung out with Iggy and Diggy. You guys, like, how in the world do two guys with such similar names live in the same city and are on the same
Ashley,
season?
Those are made up names. It's not real names. Anyway,
I guess we'll have to ask Dean this next time he's in studio. I do feel like I may know a little bit more than I can reveal right now.
Whoa, that's not fair to anybody.
Ben, there are things that you and I both don't talk about.
You can't just say that. You just can't say it. It's like saying, hey, I have this really, really deep story that's really affected me. I just don't want to go into details. That makes no sense. Okay, give us something, Ashley.
Amy?
Give it. I don't know what it is. I'll beep you if it's terrible.
You would have to beat me, so I'm not even gonna.
You mean like how they were physical together?
Yeah. Yes.
Just say that.
Okay.
I think it was. I can't say this. I can't do this to him.
Look.
Well, here's the deal. Here's what we do know.
Okay. Ben, what do we know?
Okay, their relationship progressed. They were physical. They enjoyed each other's company. They traveled together. They visited friends and family. There was more to their relationship during that break than just two people trying to get to know each other.
Right, exactly. I guess if we can talk about anything, we can say that like they had closed doors. And I think here in Paradise, you don't really have any doors.
Good enough.
Yeah.
People get it.
Yeah, we were just relating to it because I think every girl feels like they don't know the right time to walk away from a situation that's hurting them, and we're all affected by, you know, past relationships and stuff.
Yeah, I feel like Dean is so closed off, it's just hard to know where he's at. So it's like, I know that's like not normally what happens at Paradise when everyone has 2 weeks to kind of go off on their own, but it's so interesting because we're like dying to know what happened off screen because we're like, they have this connection, but where did it come from and why is he acting like this? So
I think it's interesting that they haven't made it such a point on the show. I can't believe that the producers weren't like, come on, Dean, spill your guts. What happened?
Right.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, so let us ask you two, because you obviously are fans of the show. You probably watched The Bachelorette. Are you learning something more about Dean during Bachelor in Paradise than what you knew of him on The Bachelorette? And is it a shock to you? Is it disappointing? Or are you actually, do you agree with kind of his strategy of, hey, there's a lot of fish in the sea and there's a lot of them here in Paradise and let's date a little bit?
Well, I think that everyone kind of seems different from what I've seen when they're on the actual Bachelor or Bachelorette from when they're on Paradise. I don't know why. Like, I mean, Nick was a completely different person on Paradise than he was as the Bachelor. So, but I think, like, I don't know. I think I love Dean. Like, I think he's adorable, but I think he might just be a little immature and not know how to, like, handle that because Christina was clearly really invested. And, I mean, I definitely think we're seeing a different side of him. I don't know if it's like bad. I just think he doesn't really, maybe he hasn't been in the situation where he knows how to tell her that. That's a harsh thing to say, I think. Like, we're here for like, you know, taking out relationships. Yeah. Like, it's, I don't know.
I think it's more honest and realistic. Yeah. When they're on The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, everybody seems super ready for commitment and seems to bring out the most, you know, cookie cutter version of themselves. But now that they have equal power in Paradise.
Yeah. And there's no pressure of the engagement at the end, I think. I think that that changes people a lot. Like, you're not, you don't have to, you know, propose or whatever. You know, people want that, but it's not like The Bachelor, Bachelorette, where it comes down to two people.
I feel like I could talk to you guys for a long time, and I think there's something I think there's something very important that I should add about Dean, is that, like, the first day that I met him, you know, us in this very weird bachelor world, we get pretty intimate pretty quickly. Not physically, I'm talking about emotionally. So we were talking about just relationships and our past relationships. And he told me, I told him about how my other podcast, we have a segment called Ghosters or Ghostbusters, and how against the whole ghosting trend we are. And Dean was like, honestly, I have to admit, I am a ghoster. Like, that's just kind of how I disintegrate relationships. And I think his problem, it has nothing that he, like, wants to try his very, very best to not hurt anyone. He feels so guilty and he just feels so bad breaking somebody's heart that he finds the easiest way out for both people is to just kind of let it linger and fade out. In the Bachelor world, that's not really a choice, and it seems to be something he hopes to happen with him and Christina, at least based on the episode we saw this week. And it's just not how you can deal with things.
He's just very sweet. This is Amy, and I'm just gonna.
He's just sweet, and he means well. He doesn't realize that what he's doing by maybe having her cling to hope is actually hurting her more.
I'll give you
the beautiful thing. Oh, sorry, Amy, go ahead.
Well, I'll give you two little tidbits that we know about Dean. And save your hate mail. I know y'all hate my voice. I don't care. So anyway, so there's two little things we should say. So obviously I've admitted I'd known Dean well before he was on The Bachelorette. Mm-hmm. I said to him, because he's obviously, you know, concerned, upset about how people are reacting. I said, well, the worst is over. And he said, no, it's not. So we should all prepare ourselves that it's going to get worse. But I think he's so kind-hearted and sweet that he doesn't want to hurt anyone. My very important point, and you can discuss it, is that Christina would have gone out with Adam. She admitted she wanted him to ask her out. I just don't love the hypocrisy. Okay, talk.
Okay, another thing that I wanted to add before we even move on to our next caller is that whole comparison between me and Jared and Christina and Dean. And I'm only bringing this up because it's a reason that I feel so sympathetic towards Christina, but it's also a comparison I've been gotten all week long on Twitter and on Instagram. I don't want to draw complete direct comparisons. I do want to say that Christina and I are similar in the way that we keep holding on to hope. And even though there probably wasn't any hope to hold on to, and people will look at us and be like, girls, get over it, pick yourself up and go on a date with another guy. Well, in my soul, I'm not wired like that. I cannot go on a date with another guy. They're like, maybe somebody else is going to walk down the stairs and, like, just sweep you off your feet. I was like, nope, not happening. This is who I want. This is my heart direction. It takes me forever to get over someone. So I'm totally in Christina's shoes. She can cry as much as she wants for the remainder of the season because that's how deeply she felt for him. And let's not shame her emotions or think that it's something that she could get over when she really just felt so deeply for him.
Ashley, I don't. When I laugh, I'm laughing because it's just the comparison between you and Jared gets brought up all the time. I can't imagine what Jared's doing if he's listening to this podcast.
He hates me.
He definitely is going to hate that. But you're right. I mean, we are dealing, and it's always a reminder that we want to give, is you're dealing with real people's emotions. As entertaining as it always is, and as easy it is to watch and laugh and judge, these are real people who are really falling for each other. And even if it's in a consolidated environment in a quick period of time, we have to watch it as the viewer and say, okay, these tears are real tears. They're not actors. They're not actresses. They really are caring about each other. And so please give them that grace and please give them the benefit of the doubt when they're confused because the person they care about is going on a date with somebody else. That's not fun. It's not easy. And luckily for all of us viewers out there, these people are willing to do it in front of us to entertain us and see if we can follow their experience. So always remember that. And thank you so much for calling
in. Thank you, guys.
We really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. And seriously, I just, I wanted to be clear that I know that Jarrett, we were never in a relationship, and just because somebody's feelings are one-sided doesn't discredit their feelings either.
You're exactly right. No, you're completely fair in that. And now it's time to see what this plays out on Paradise this season. Do we have another caller? I would love to ask them about the hypocrisy that Amy was talking about a second ago. What exactly is their opinion on the idea that Dean couldn't go on a date, but Christina wanted to go on a date? Is she being a hypocrite, or is she just trying to get over a guy that she really cares about?
But first, we're going to take a little time to talk about our wonderful, fabulous sponsor, FabFitFun. You guys know what the FabFitFun box is all about. It's a subscription box. This box is going to give you at least $200 worth of products, but you're going to pay a heck of a lot less for that. You'll pay $49.99 for each season's box, and you can get $10 off that with our code AlmostFamous. So head over to FabFitFun.com, use our promo code AlmostFamous, and get $10 off this season's Fall Editor's Box. Some of the stuff you're going to get in here are Real Her eyeshadow palettes. One,
my favorite.
Yeah, it's really great. I have gotten a little preview of this. Great consistency, great pigment, strong. It shows up on your eyes. And then my personal favorite, Dr. Brand's Pore Dermabrasion. This stuff is $58 if you were to head over to Sephora and buy it solo, but you're going to get a ton more in this box for a far greater value. So make sure. Oh, whoa, you guys. Their total retail value on this season's box is $359. Woo! But you're going to get it for less than $50. Just make sure to go to FabFitFun, plug in our code AlmostFamous. And you can relish in all of these beauty products like I do every month.
Hey, thank you, FabFitFun, for keeping us tickling all the eardrums of all of our listeners. We're really excited about that. So keep sponsoring us if you can. We appreciate you. Hey, we got an exciting segment, one that we started last week and one of my favorites. We are getting ready to play. Wait for it.
Yeah.
Wait for it.
Yeah.
Who the heck are you?
That wasn't as good as last week, Ben. Who the heck are you?
We have somebody that I hear nothing but great things about. We have never gotten to meet in person. I hope one day I get to. She has made me laugh. I feel like her and I could be great friends. We have Alexis right now. Alexis, how you doing?
Can we be honest, Alexis? Like, everybody knows who you are. Like, this is not a perfect who the heck are you. You know who I don't understand who you are? I don't understand Dominique. I don't know who the heck she is. But I know you, Alexis.
Hey, guys.
How you doing, Alexis? Welcome to the Almost Famous podcast.
I know. I wish I was there in person, honestly.
Alexis, where are you right now, then?
I'm in Jersey. I'm back in Jersey for like a hot minute, and then I come back to LA.
How tired of you of the cross-country flights?
Oh, my God. I'm over it already. I can't do it.
They're the worst.
I might make the move to LA soon, so hopefully it happens.
I have a question for you, and I know you probably saw my tweet that really blew up the other day. Why do girls like you and I do very badly in Paradise? Like, the bigger the personality, the better the sense of humor, the worse off we are there.
I know. I don't know what happened. Honestly, I think I just kind of scared the boys away. I feel like I friend zoned a lot of guys though too.
Story of my life. I thought this was an issue of mine until recently.
But Benzi actually friend zoned me.
Oh, tell us more.
No, I think he was just like, Alexis, I want you to date my best friend so I could be around you all the time. And I'm like, okay, whatever that means. So I guess I'm in the friend zone with Benji. That was like the first week. But then we like after the whole shutdown, we kind of just like became like more of a family. And I kind of just saw the guys more as like brothers and like a family. I don't know. The whole shutdown kind of like threw me off, kind of killed my vibe.
Okay, who did you have your eyes set on initially then?
I really like Benji. I love Benji. But I don't know, I just, and me and DeMario kind of like hit it off the first 3 days. So like, then he left. So it was like, story of my life.
All the guys are just leaving. That now I'm sitting here, I'm listening to Ashley. It's not, I mean, I don't get it either. I don't get why these guys aren't just pursuing you like crazy, because you are, I mean, personally, I look at the friend zone as maybe the biggest compliment.
Aww, yeah, the perfect gateway.
Yeah, the perfect gateway. Because they care about you. They like you. They're not just into you to, you know, just to have a one night stand or just to, you know, ghost you. They're into you because they like you as a person. They want to be friends with you. So that's a huge compliment to you. And I hear that often about you. Alexis, for the people that don't know, right? Ashley's friends with you. She relates with you. Tell us about yourself. How would our listeners know you? What season were you on? Where are you from? And what did you do on your season that's memorable?
I guess I'm Dolphin Girl for life. I mean, but I own it. I had so much fun. I'm from next season of The Bachelor. And then I every opportunity I went on, I had so much fun. Like, I just try to find, and if I find love, then it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I can't dwell on it.
Oh, girl, let's talk about the pizza and how Danielle dropped the pizza.
Wait, is this during Bachelor in Paradise, right?
Yeah.
Danielle drops a piece of pizza.
Look, no, she dropped two pizzas.
The whole two pizzas.
Pies. It was two pies.
That was the most relatable thing that I've seen on the show, well, besides Christina so far this season, was just how emotionally disturbed you were by this scene.
Yeah. I was so upset. Well, you know when you're like drunk at 2 a.m. and like you're just so hungry? And it was just like so close yet so far away. Like she almost made it, and then and it takes so long to make the pizza there. So I was like, I can't even wait up for another. And it wasn't even just one, like, slice. It was two big pies.
I found her carelessness to be disturbing.
Oh, jeez.
It's like, we're not exactly rooting for you right now, Danielle. And you really just put the nail in your own coffin there.
So I was so upset. Like, I think that was the only time I cried in my entire Paradise history.
I mean, that leads us into... It leads me into the question, and we're just going to get into it here because, Alexis, it's something I'm interested in now with you. So, obviously, you were a little bit emotionally charged when Danielle dropped the pizzas, and that wasn't just because she dropped the pizzas. I know that those they were looking so nice to you at that time, but you also did it because you had an issue on what was going on between Dean and Danielle and Christina. So let's just get into it. You at this point in Bachelor in Paradise, and I don't know where it plays out or how it plays out, you don't like Dean, right? Let's just be honest about that.
No, I didn't like Dean in the moment. Like, I love Dean overall. Like, I love Dean now. But in the moment, I was just so frustrated, and, like, my jersey came out of me. I was like, it was just so awkward. Like, I was just so frustrated, and I knew that him and Christina... Yeah. Like, spent a lot of time together. So it was, like, just, it was awkward not only for Christina and, like, I felt for her. It was awkward for everyone else. So, I was just so uncomfortable, and I was, like, pissed off. And then I called him, like, all these names. But that's just how I get. Especially, I get more frustrated when things happen to my friends than myself.
Well, that's just, like, the sign of a good person.
Yeah, and also, but I'm also friends with both D'Lo and Christina, so it was just, like, a whole awkward, but I just, like, knew, like, what Christina was going through, so I was like, Dean, you're a little dick.
Okay, so two questions for you. Were you asking Christina, hey, what happened during the break that made him lose a little bit of interest?
Wait, say that again. I'm sorry.
Did you ask Dean? Did you ask Christina what could have happened during the break that made him lose some interest in her?
No, I did. I think it was just the vibe, like when they came back, was off. But
okay.
I think they just rushed into it too fast.
Okay. And then secondly, when you're friends with two girls and then there's one guy involved with both of them, how do you juggle comforting two of them?
Oh my god, I literally went on to Paradise. I swear to god, I was like a therapist. I'm friends with Sarah and Raven too, so I was like, this is awkward. And then I had to deal with D'Lo and Christina, so I was like, I want to find love too, guys, you know.
Aw. And I'm sorry, I'm just getting so many questions. Ben, do you have one before I interrupt again?
No, Ash, I just like listening to the two of you, so I'm gonna sit back and just enjoy
I'm
this
sorry,
moment
Ben.
Sorry, Ben. Yeah. Okay, wait. Can we talk about Taylor and how insensitive she was towards Lacey yesterday?
I wasn't really interested. The episode last night was kind of...
Okay, did you watch... Are you saying that you... Did you watch last night's episode? Okay.
I was in and out.
Let's talk about Taylor in general then. She just seems to not be very sensitive towards other people's feelings. Is this some edit that she gets, or is this really her?
No, I think I honestly, on the first season, like on my Paradise, I mean, my Bachelor season with Nick, I like wasn't the biggest fan of Taylor. Mm-hmm. But then I see this in Paradise, I really got to know her on a different level. And I feel like she like, does care, but I don't think her and Lacey, she's really close to Dominique. That's why I think she was just pushing Ziggy onto him. I mean, onto her.
Okay.
That's some good insight. Can I get some more insight from you, Alexis? There's something that's been on my mind for a long time. I don't get it. I don't understand it. And I don't know why, but every time it's said, it makes me think there's some hidden meaning behind it. Why in this world... Because I really don't know, is Danielle referred to as D'Lo?
Because we had Danielle M on our season. It's just so funny also how it's always like Ashley I, then H. Like, why does that even happen? But yeah, Danielle M was on our season. So like we just called Danielle Lombard. So it's Danielle and then D'Lo. So her first initial and then just the two letters of her last name.
Oh, so there's no, like, there really is no hidden meaning. I always thought there had to be something else behind this.
No, just that.
And I have one last question. So Wells and Danielle kissed last night.
Oh, I freaked out.
Okay. Okay. So you didn't know.
So did I. It was a great moment.
No, I was, and they didn't tell any of us.
Oh my gosh.
We had no idea. So I had to watch it. We did like this. I was in LA last week and I watched it with Wells in a room and like with like a couple producers and we watched that scene and he like didn't like tell anyone. So I like was freaking out. I was like punching him. I was like, how did you not tell us? It's like, that was the hottest kiss I've ever seen in my life.
It was a good kiss. And the reason that I had feelings for him for a long time. Yeah. He's a really good kisser. I'm sorry, but also interesting that they've been friends for a year and a half and then they decide to have that first kiss on camera. Interesting or genuine?
I know. And it was like hot and heavy.
Yeah.
You could tell. I was watching last night and before we send you off, Alexis, I was watching last night and I could just tell there was something about to happen. Like there was so much tension.
Yeah.
And there were so many things going through and I knew they were friends. I had no clue this happened either. And I'm good friends with Wells. I'm interested now to hear where their story plays out to. But I kind of agree with you. Like there isn't a lot of moments in this show that gets me at my heart level, right? That makes me like really smile in like a genuine way and says, wow, I'm really happy for this moment. And that was one of those moments for me. Like, it just seemed more real than anything I've seen on this show in a long time.
No, I asked him like 1,000 questions after it happened. So I was with him when we were watching it. And I was like, wait, so are you guys like hooking up now? Like, what's going on? Did you guys hook up in Nashville? Like, did you touch your new boobs? Like, I was literally. I was like, wow, how can you keep this? How did you keep this from me? That I hit it off with Wells too. He's the best. I love him.
So yeah, it's interesting. Actually, he and Danielle went on a date, I think even before Wells was ever on The Bachelorette, because they were part of the same friend group back in Nashville. So if you want to hear all about that, I have an interview with Wells on my I Don't Get It podcast. So more in depth there. But thank you, Alexis, so much. You were very informative and you're just the coolest. And I think I share the same sentiment as the entire Bachelor Nation when I say I think everybody wants to see more of you.
Yeah, we want to get to know
guys.
You, Alexis.
Hey,
make me a deal. You're going to come back on this podcast at some point before Paradise is over, all right?
Of course, but can it be in person? Some better.
Yes! Better person. I would love all three of us together in person.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Alexis.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
Before we move on, you guys, and talk more about this week's juicy episodes of Bachelor in Paradise, We have to talk about bioclarity, because if these people didn't have clear skin, they probably wouldn't be confident. And if you're sitting out there and you're feeling down about yourself because your skin's not clear, I encourage you to check out bioclarity. Bioclarity is a three-step system that is derived from natural botanicals. Use it twice a day, but it doesn't have any harsh chemicals, and it helps you maintain clear skin that'll help you feel confident and ready to take on your day and maybe even the Bachelor franchise. So this stuff is great because there's no harsh chemicals. There is actually antioxidants that are found in green tea that clean and detoxify your skin, and there's cooling cucumber that soothes your skin, along with oat kernel that hydrates your skin. All good stuff. Doesn't use benzoyl peroxide, which in me personally causes redness, dryness, and irritation. It's a three-step system. You're going to cleanse and you're going to treat, and then you're going to restore with the Restore Gel. Ben's favorite part of the process that leaves your skin feeling smooth and refreshed. All right, so our listeners are going to get their first month for only $9.95 plus free shipping. That's a $20 savings, and it comes with a 100% risk-free money-back guarantee. But you need to enter our code, which is FAMOUS, F-A-M-O-U-S, FAMOUS. Go head over to bioclarity.com, plug in the code FAMOUS, and get your first month of BioClarity for a very low price.
You know, the best thing about our sponsors right now, Ashley, and I mean this, is they're ones we actually like. Mm-hmm. And so it's really nice to be able to talk about brands and items that we're using that we think are high quality. So thank you to all our sponsors. And moving on from our sponsors to the people that are listening to this podcast that keep this thing going, we have some calls that we need to take. We have big questions to answer about this week's episode of Bachelor in Paradise. Ashley, do we have any callers in line?
Yeah, let's head over and talk to Tori from Pennsylvania. Tori.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, what's up?
I hear you have some very strong feelings about Dean and Christina.
I do.
Let's air them out.
We were watching it the other night, and my mom was dying because I was just ranting off how irritated I felt.
About what?
Well, I love Christina. I loved her when she was on Nick's season. I feel like she's so real. And so I was excited when her and Dean got together because I was like, oh, they can relate, like with their like tough upbringings and things like that. So I was so excited when they got together. And then the whole filming stopped. And when they came back, things just weren't the same. And I was like, oh, no, trouble in paradise times two.
So did you think that she really wanted to go on that date with Adam, or was that just a way of getting Dean back?
I think it was a way of getting Dean back. I mean, who doesn't want to go on a date in Mexico? But I think if she would have went, it would have been like serving Dean his own medicine, you know, being like, you're going to go on dates with other people. Who says I can't do the same thing?
I think you're always curious to know whether going on that date is going to make them jealous and then make them want you more.
Yeah, or it could do the complete opposite and completely break up the relationship. So I feel like for Christina, it was like kind of an out either way. Like, out, I go on a really great date and leave Dean behind. Or like, out, like, Dean's going to realize what he's missing.
I mean, vengeance is never the way to approach a relationship, right? I mean, that's kind of, so if she is feeling that way, doing anything to get back at Dean isn't going to work out well in the long run for either party. It's just going to get confusing, or it's going to pull Christina in too many directions. Or let's look at it this way. I mean, I don't think Dean handled this situation correctly. I don't. I think there is a lot to it that we don't know, that we didn't see. I think the way that he expressed himself wasn't clear. It wasn't the best way to end things. I don't know if he knows how to do that well, but he's a good guy. We all know he has a good heart. He wants to do this appropriately, but she's not doing anything better by then saying, hey, I go on a date with Adam, if her intention was to get back at Dean, because the only person hurt in that is really Adam. Like, what if Adam were to fall for Christina in that moment, and then he's stuck looking at the situation, say, all I am is a rebound, or all I am is an object to which you want to get to your goal. And that's not fair to Adam. So I don't think any person, if that's what she was pursuing that date for, did this correctly.
So true.
I would agree with you, yeah.
And don't you feel like, I feel like Dean was like showing youth and just showing his on how uncomfortable he was in hand and juggling between two girls up until the cake. What'd you think about the half birthday cake?
I don't know.
It was awkward, right?
I don't know. I don't know. It's okay.
All right.
I
well,
just feel like, do you want me to talk about like D'Lo and Dean, or
sure? How do you feel about D'Lo and Dean and the constant giggling?
Okay, the constant giggling. Danielle is so beautiful. I just feel like she's so like put together that she doesn't have like proper reactions to things. If that makes sense, like she's too afraid to like be silly and like really let her guard down. And I get it. Like that's a common thing. But a lot of times I'm just like, Danielle, just like be yourself. And like, it seems like everyone loves her. So I don't know if it's just like being on camera or what, but the constant giggling, I'm like, is everything that funny?
Yeah.
Or do you just laugh a lot?
Hey, Ben, do you think it's cute when girls laugh a lot at you, like with you on a date?
I like to think I'm really funny. So that makes sense. I make really good jokes sometimes.
So I hear that guys like the giggle. Like, guys like it when girls laugh a lot on dates, but I'm not going to laugh at you if I don't think you're funny.
Yeah, I mean, it's
funny.
It's often a nervous twitch, too, right? Like, so when you get nervous or you're feeling awkward, like, laughing is always a way to kind of subdue the situation. So I understand why she would laugh. And maybe as she gets more comfortable, and she, you know, we have to remember she's brand new to this experience. She just got there. And so let's give her the benefit of the doubt and say, in a few weeks, if she's still giggling after everything Dean says, she either is really into Dean or she's just still uncomfortable, and that's not a great sign. So, hey, thank you so much for calling in. We got to get to Casey in Delaware. Casey in Delaware, you got a great question, and we cannot wait to hear it.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. What's the question that you have for me?
What are your thoughts on Dean and Christina?
My thoughts on Dean and Christina is, first of all, I love Dean. So I've been cutting him a break this whole time. And the only time I finally was like, okay, Dean, you gotta make up your mind, is last night or two nights ago, whenever he brought out the cake for the half birthday. That's when I was like, oh my gosh, he's making it really bad for Christina. So I think the problem with Dean and Christina is that Dean is someone who like gets away with like being wishy-washy and just kind of like blowing off conversation. And Christina's not firm enough with him. Like when he was on the season with Rachel, he even said like, I need someone who's going to push me to like kind of open up. And Christina's not pushing him. And I don't think she wants to push him because I think her gut knows that she likes him more than he likes her, obviously, because he goes on this, he goes on this other date with someone else. And so I think that the problem is that Christina likes him more than he likes her. And so, unfortunately, when that happens, as the female in that situation, like, she should just get out of that because she's just going to be disappointed.
I know. Easier said than done. But I completely agree with you when you say that she's probably not pushing because in her soul she knows what the answer is going to be.
Right. And,
I mean, my question for you then is, what is the appropriate behavior for Christina then? You know, we understand both parties have some type of feelings for each other. They've expressed that. And even if she does like him more than he likes her, what should she have done? What would have been the right thing to do?
I think in this situation, it's paradise. So she can't stop him from going on a date with someone else. I think for her own sanity, I think she just needs to say, look, like, I'm done. I think you've made your decision. If you wanted me as much as I want you, like, you wouldn't have went on this other date. So you go ahead, you do your thing with Danielle, but I'm done. I'm going to be open to new people that come in because that's the only thing that's going to get her, like, over Dean. Even though, I mean, it's obviously easier said than done because she had stronger feelings, but it's one of those things where her kind of being there like that, Dean knows that she's in his back pocket.
Yeah, it's just so much easier said than done being in that situation because people are like, oh, you know, go on another date like somebody else. Like, no, I need to recover from getting over this person.
On that date, you're thinking about the person. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're like, he doesn't compare. He doesn't compare. Right. So
exactly.
Casey, you have some great insight. I really appreciate you answering my question there, because I think you're spot on, right? I mean, such a hard situation for so many people. And it's typically in life, you aren't exposed to having to date multiple people in front of the person you just broke up with. So it's difficult. It's hard. And for Dean, now, I guess my intrigue goes to a place of what's next. How is he going to handle this situation correctly and choose to do something that is wise from here on out? Because right now, I don't think he's making wise decisions. So this will be, I think, a season for him to grow, and we'll get to watch that. So Casey, thank you so much for your input. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I love you both so much.
Oh,
and Ashley,
you
speak of what every girl thinks. So I really appreciate everything that
you've
done for. Yeah, I love it. So thank you.
Thank you so much. That means everything to me.
Ashley is every girl's girl.
Aww.
And yes. Hey, I hear that we have a guy on the line, John from DC.
John, we have another DMV.
How's it going?
John, you're pro Dean. You're pro Dean.
Well, I mean, I don't know if I want to say I'm pro Dean. I just want to push back on the Dean slander I've been seeing on Twitter a little bit. I feel like Christina and like Lacey, they're just taking paradise a little bit too seriously with everything. I feel like
now
the place is just have fun and, I don't know, play the field, I guess, and meet new people. I feel like some people are just taking a little bit too seriously.
Do you play the field
hey,
in DC?
Hold up. Hey, John, I'm going to warn you right now. You just opened up a can of worms, and I'm going to sit back and I'm going to listen to you and Ashley battle this one out for a little bit, because you disqualified Paradise, and Ashley does not handle that very well. So, Ashley, get them, girl.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to disqualify Paradise. I just think in the first few weeks, I think it's just time to mingle a little bit. I definitely think Paradise is a place where you can find love.
If you kind of want to just play the field, you've been on The Bachelor, go ahead and play the field in your hometown. Don't go on the show if you're just going to mess around and just break hearts and on the sand.
I'm getting the feeling that Dean isn't the best guy.
No. He's a good guy. He's just ignorant to his actions right now. He's unaware of how he's
mesmerized by the hair.
Yes, I agree with you. I agree with you on that. He's definitely very physically attracted to Danielle, and he just wants to look at her for a while. But I think his heart is with Christina. This is just my personal opinion. Tell us about your life a little bit. How old are you?
I'm 19.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's why you think Paradise is a playground.
Oh, jeez.
I feel like that's just what it seems like. I mean...
You know what? Here, you know what? You're so you bring up a great point, and one that I think people need to know about. Everybody does The Bachelor, you do it for the right reasons, you do it for wrong reasons, blah blah blah. I think we've talked about it on the podcast before. I think you do it for many reasons, and then when you're there, you take it very seriously. All I can tell you is that going into Paradise, you think of it even more lightly. You're like, I'm going to go hang out with all my friends. This is going to be so fun. And then for some reason, you step foot on that sand and everything's a big deal. And it's all about love. And you want to be coupled up immediately. And it's so funny because DeMario, like the person that you'd think would take it like only for fame and only for fun, said yesterday in his interview with Chris Harrison, he goes, you know, I went to have fun, and then within hours of being there, I was like, wait a second, I can find my wife here. It's just so funny the way your mind works.
I mean, I don't believe anything DeMario says, but okay.
Well, believe me, you know, just believe what I say.
Okay.
Hey, John, thanks for joining us, man. We appreciate it. And
Thank you, guys.
You got some emotion out of Ashley, which is something that I always appreciate and our listeners appreciate too. So thanks, man. I want to close off this Dean and Christina conversation with one comment here. My comment is this, is I can see as in Paradise how the new and shiny thing is the most attractive thing and in the moment. And so we have to then, as fans of the show, wait and watch to see if this new shiny thing is in Danielle, the thing that just that she just came onto the beach, if that relationship plays out to be anything good, or if his heart starts to turn back to Christina, because he realizes that the person that knows him best is the person that he also likes the most. But I think it's something that we can all relate with. We can all relate in life with the new thing seems to be the most attractive in the moment, but over time we realize it's not the most fulfilling. And we typically go back to the thing that knows us best or the thing that we know best. So that is going to be a storyline that plays out for the rest of the season. Something that else that I care about that we have to talk about is Wink Wine. And this is the reason why we need to talk about Wink Wine. It is a sponsor that we have. We do enjoy their product, but I enjoy their product so much that this was the gift that I got my mom for her birthday, which is this next week. So I got her a full year subscription to Wink Wine because I know how much she likes wine, but I also know how much a gift like this can keep giving. It can be shared with your friends. It can be shared with your family. So I want to tell you a little bit about Wink Wine if you give me the opportunity. When you have a great glass of wine, it enhances the moment, right? I mean, whether reflecting on the day with someone you love or watching Bachelor in Paradise, Wink understands this. Okay, it's why they started their company, to give you access to exceptional wines from around the world. So you can have more of those kind of moments, those moments that just mean a little bit more or maybe a little bit foggier because there's a glass of wine in your hand. Just go try Wink Wines at wink.com, spelled trywink.com, trywinc.com. Take a brief palate profile quiz, and Wink will recommend distinct wines customized to your palate, shipped directly to your door every month. Wink will even introduce you to new, rare, and custom wines that are not available anywhere else and tell you the story behind each one. I know that for a fact. I've seen the box I shipped my mom. No membership fees. Skip any month. Cancel any time. And Wink has a 100% satisfaction guarantee, so you never have to pay for a bottle you don't like. Right now, Wink is offering listeners $20 off your first order when you go to trywink.com, spelled again trywinc.com/almostfamous. Go do it. It was a gift to my mom, and I love my mom dearly, so obviously this is a great product.
Hey, Ben, is it just me, or do moms end up enjoying wine even more with age?
Yeah, I think so. My mom's a very, very spry, young person. So with every birthday, though, I do see her maybe enjoying a glass of wine.
Yeah.
A little bit more.
Yeah.
That's true. I wonder why that is. But honestly, I think everybody, you know, I'm seeing a lot of men, too, and I know this is that oftentimes we don't associate, you know, men with a big glass of red wine, but I think a lot of people are loving themselves some wine these days. So if you need a place to go to, Wink has everything you need. Ashley, I want to run back down. We've talked a lot about Dean and Christina, so let's not touch on it as much as what we could because we keep going and going. There's a lot to it. I want to see if we can just run down this week's episodes of Bachelor in Paradise because there's a lot that happened, including the DeMaro interview, that we all believed was going to be juicy or that we all believed we'd get some answers from. And I want to hear later on if you believe we got the answer we needed. But to start this conversation, let's talk about Raven. Raven is, and I heard somebody explain her this episode as probably the most desired woman during the season in Paradise. And I want to know, what is it about Raven in your eyes that so many people are so attracted to?
I would say it has to do with her sweet voice, her like demeanor, her very feminine Southern demeanor. Her body's great. She seems to get along with everyone.
Yeah. I mean, she does. You know, she does. I mean, she speaks. I think everybody kind of likes her. And I watch these episodes and she's friendly with everybody. But at the same time, I don't understand this part of Paradise, Ashley. How does, okay, and because I've never been able to be this person, I don't get away with anything. I get in trouble for everything I do. I can try to do the best thing and I still get in trouble for it. How does somebody go on so many dates, three different dates, and not that she shouldn't because it's the concept of the show. But that there's no repercussions because then, and not to go back to Dean because I don't want to go back to this, but then Dean goes on to a date with two separate women and he's just complete ostracized. He's hated. He's hate mailed. And Raven doesn't. We say, oh, how cute for Raven. She's just trying to find love.
Isn't that so funny? It's very hypocritical. The only thing I can think of to excuse that is it just seems like Dean and Christina were initially far more invested in each other than Raven has been with any of these other guys. Raven doesn't seem to be like leading these guys on at all. She just is making them seem like possible
options. Diggy went on a date, kissed a girl, 12 minutes later, went on another date. The first girl's bawling. Good for Diggy.
No, I think that was messed up. I felt again for Lacey because I, again, have been in a situation where I've come back from a date. Then it's happened both of my seasons. I
but
go on a date.
But you weren't mad at Diggy.
No, I was mad at, I thought it was lame of Wells to do that. I think it depends on, it just, you know what it comes down to? It just depends on the person. People end up rooting.
No. Ashley, that's not fair to me.
It's not fair. But then why
when
is
you
it,
say that, what does that mean?
I don't know.
When you make the statement, it depends on the person. There has to be something behind this because this isn't just in paradise. This is in life, right? I've talked about it and joked about it many times with my friends is there's some people that can get away with anything
exactly.
That nobody ever gets mad at, that nobody ever gets frustrated with. What is it when you say it's just the person, in your opinion, that makes it just the person?
I can only speak from experience. I'm thinking about last season. I went on a great date with Wells. Then the next 2 days, he went on two more dates consecutively. And then I was like, Ashley's so desperate. Ashley's at home. She's upset that he's going on other dates. But Wells is so hot. He's the bachelor in paradise. But then, like, in this case, Dean goes on two dates with two separate girls and he's just totally vilified. It just doesn't make sense. And I can only say it's got to be a person by purpose. Person basis.
I mean, so let's make this about me for a second. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's just imagine that I'm in paradise. And I do a very similar thing that Raven did in reverse roles. I'm going on dates. You and I both know, and I think we can admit to this, it would not go over easy with anybody. People would be very upset, especially viewers of the show. I think you would see a lot of questions and concerns, very similar to what Dean's getting if I did that. I can just imagine, because I just know how people react to the decisions I make. What is it about me, Ashley, in your opinion, that would make people react that way?
I think that they think you're the kind of guy who has the decision-making skills to choose the one person that he likes the most and to stick it through.
Hmm. But you're in paradise. Like, I just got the, and I'm we're just spitballing here, right? This is all role play. But you're in paradise, okay? There's tons of people coming in and out. You just got to know these people. Everybody's attractive. Everybody's interesting. You all have common interests and common bonds. So why won't you explore it? Like, why do you just choose to stick it out with the one person if you aren't feeling it? And I'm all for exclusivity. Like, I monogamy is something that I want and desire and think is best. But when you choose to put yourself in an environment where dating multiple people is the format and it is known, widely known, why is it unacceptable to do that?
I have no idea. It's a great question. I think that some people have like the label loyal on them and then the other people have the label fun and flirty. And I think for you, you definitely have that stamp that says loyal.
Yeah. And that's fair. And that's what I want. You know, I guess my argument there, and we can move on from this, is that there when we talk about loyal, I believe you're loyal when you've made a commitment. And if you haven't made that commitment, if you haven't openly communicated with the person and say, hey, you and I are going to try to stick this out, or you and I are going to do this thing together until the moment that we can no longer do it, or we just move on in life, like maybe they date forever off of it. Until you are openly discussing those type of things, loyalty isn't, you're still exploring. You're still inquisitive about who's out there. And so my definition of loyalty would be until you've openly communicated and made that decision, then it doesn't necessarily come to play. But that's just me. I mean, I haven't been to paradise. I have no clue how I'd handle it. I'm just watching it as a viewer and I'm saying, how does Diggy get away with this? How does Raven get away with this? But yet some people are just totally hated on for doing the same thing. It's never made sense to me. I don't know if it ever will.
Ben, I wish I had a better answer for you. It's something that's a little mind-boggling. It's something that I think we need to talk to other people about, get like outside Bachelor Nation point of views on.
Yeah, I mean, luckily we have an email that people can email to, or as we mentioned at the front of the podcast, we now have a call line and you can leave a voice message. The number is 833-236-6274. We want to hear, after you listen to this podcast, your opinion on this matter. Please leave a voicemail. We're not going to be able to get to everybody, but Ashley and I are just trying to gain some insight, some wisdom into this. But we got to move on to probably the biggest topic in the Bachelor franchise in years, right? We've done interviews about it, Ashley. You and I both have our opinions on it. We don't necessarily agree on everything, but we at least know where each other stands. This week, Chris Harrison did an interview with DeMario to discuss the situation that went down in Paradise between himself and Corinne. Ashley, you have a unique perspective on this interview, and I want to hear your thoughts on a couple things. Was DeMario authentic? Was he genuine? And coming out of that interview, now what are your thoughts towards the situation?
My biggest bone to pick in last night's interview seems to be that people are really making this a DeMario versus Corinne debate, and it certainly isn't. I think everybody needs to remind themselves that this whole controversy started because somebody in the production realm didn't feel comfortable with what they saw or heard was going down. It had nothing to do with Corinne having a problem with DeMario or DeMario having a problem with Corinne.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't know necessarily say this, Ashley, but I think that was all true up until the point where, and DeMario spoke on it, Corinne said she was a victim.
Totally.
So if you're a victim, you're a victim to somebody. Are you a victim to the show? Is that what she meant? And this is a good topic, because I don't know if I have any clarity on this. Was Corinne saying she was a victim to the production and the show, or was she a victim to DeMario?
I think we talked about this last week. Corinne certainly needs to clarify that statement. Did she mean DeMario? Did she mean production? And I think she will do that next week. So I think we shouldn't even talk about that. Obviously, DeMario was very emotional last night. He seemed genuine. He definitely has the support of his cast members, which means a lot. Jasmine and Raven were obviously very emotional in the audience. They just do not want their friend to be seen in a poor light for like the rest of his Googleable life.
Yeah. I mean, and that makes sense, right? I mean, if, as we talked about before, you and I still don't have a lot more information than we did months ago on the matter. We just wanted the truth to come out. And that's kind of how we stand as this podcaster, as friends, is we just want the truth to come out. And wherever the truth takes you, then we make that decision. And if the truth is that everything was dismissed based on the investigation, then you hope that DeMario's name is not ran through the mud forever. Because that's really unfortunate to him, right? I mean, last night, one of the moments that really stuck out to me was when he said he has just imagined a couple times the fact that his kids will Google his name and this will be the first thing that comes up. That's hard and that's difficult. And people 20 years from now won't understand the situation like we do today.
Right. They're only going to get these little brief synopsises, and they're not going to see his whole media tour. He's done a great job this week about going to all these outlets and being super articulate and being very smart seeming and well put together. The only thing I have to say about DeMario and his speech is I wish he would eliminate some of the curse words. It's like,
yeah,
dude, you know what? I curse a fine amount, you know.
Well, I thought you were just about to drop one on us there.
In my real life, but when I'm on the podcast, when I'm on Access Hollywood, like I never let it slip. It's just that's something you can hold back, and for some reason, he has no desire to.
Yeah, it kind of takes away from it. So I guess that's my next question for you. Then is he being genuine? Is he being authentic? Or I mean, I know how it is. And we talked about in the podcast a while back, I know how it is when you do media tours, right? After a while, you do have to become vague and you do become desensitized to some of the things you're talking about because you talk about them over and over and over and over again. So last night when you're watching this, we've gotten a lot of emails and callers call in and say they were crying during DeMario's interview. They're emotional with him and for him, just like Raven and Jasmine were. My question for you is, were you feeling that way?
I don't know. I think I feel like I may be a little jaded in the situation because I'm so in this, but I wasn't there. You know what I mean? Like I'm in this world. I hear things, but I wasn't there. So mm-hmm. I don't know if I can determine how genuine he was. I'm going to go with my gut and say that he has been greatly affected by this. And it's a really, really unfortunate situation that nobody had to go through. And I don't think he did anything wrong. I wasn't like moved to tears end by any means.
Yeah. That makes sense. I mean,
he's an actor.
That's it.
He's also an actor.
Whoa. You just can't throw that out there. What do you mean by that?
He has a past. Like he called himself an actor. I think before Rachel's season, he has those TMZ videos with Britney Spears. Like this guy has been dying to be famous. And I think he's finally getting the attention that he's been craving. Ooh.
Yeah, I doubt it's the attention that he would want to crave, but
I don't know. Yeah, you're right.
But he is getting attention, and I mean, people do know his name now, and unfortunately, as we talked about many times, Ashley, you know, I've talked about it offline a lot, is being famous is not fulfilling, but it is a vacuum that sucks you in and sucks you up and can suck you dry, and unfortunately, it can completely change who you are as a person. And hopefully, I beg of DeMario, if he listens to this, which who knows if he does or not, or any of these people out there, any of our listeners, don't let attention change you, or don't let attention change your value system. Because if you do, you're going to end up in a situation that 20 years from now, you might not like. And it seems maybe attractive at the moment, but long term, it's not. It's not at all the legacy you want to live. And I hope that DeMario now is speaking authentically that he is upset, that he just wants this to go away, that the fame that's coming from this is not something he wants. And so it's interesting that you would, that, I mean, that is something to think about. He is an actor. I saw that TMZ art video that he did with Britney Spears. It does seem weird, doesn't it?
What is that? I don't know what you guys are talking
about. Okay, so he told Britney in this interview, he's like, yo, Britney, I'm going to be a star. Like, how are you? Like, I'm going to be big in Hollywood. Like, he really pumped himself up in this 2009, like, TMZ catching Britney getting into her car video. And yeah, let me clarify. Obviously, he didn't want the attention from this. I think that all of his words are genuine. Did I think he hammed it up a bit? I think there's a chance. I don't want to say that I think he was acting in that moment.
Are you both interested in what Corinne has to say, you know, in the next episode?
I wish, you know what I wish? They taped this together. They taped this on the same day within the same amount of hours. They didn't get to watch each other. I would have loved to have Corinne watch DeMario and then come back and rebuttal. To have her respond directly to what she saw.
I mean, DeMario. I don't know if anything, I guess maybe I'm forgetting something, but I don't remember anything last night that DeMario said that she would necessarily need to rebuttal with.
Right.
And so I'm interested in what Corinne has to say, because I do want her to explain the victim comment. I want to know more so that, you know, if this is going to be a public matter and this is going to be criticized and judged and talked about in the public setting, then people should know why things were said or done the way they were done, who exactly she's frustrated with and mad at. And then looking back on her experience, you know, DeMario was very open about how much he cared for Corinne, like how much he still respected Corinne. I want to hear if she feels that same way about DeMario. I want to hear if through this whole process, all she wanted was for this to kind of get cleared up, and for nobody's name to be dragged through the mud.
I find it interesting they haven't spoken since the incident. DeMario mentioned this, I think, last night, but he definitely mentioned it to me on my Access Hollywood interview. He said the ball is in her court.
Yeah, I don't get that.
I don't get that either.
Can you explain that to me?
I honestly mean, what does that don't. Mean? I guess he did reach out in that DM, right? He had said to her, like, whoa, we broke paradise. He said that last night. And yeah. Maybe that was him reaching out. And now he's waiting for a response. I don't know. I think it's definitely odd.
Well, it's going to play out and it's going to be interesting. I think this next week in our next podcast, we're going to have a lot more information after hearing from Corinne. But it is a storyline that obviously has kind of sucked Bachelor Nation in. And after watching last night, it does seem like DeMario's confidence is a little shook. But somebody's confidence wasn't shaken last night. I don't know if anybody else saw this, but Robbie, the guy with the hair, wore a suit last night during this interview that is emotional and is intimate and is a huge, huge topic that screams confidence. I mean, this guy better be dating somebody after Paradise, because he's walking on water right now.
Wait, Ben, I thought you were going to say not about his suit, but about the fact that Chris asked Raven how he was at kissing, and then Raven said, I plead the fifth, and then Robbie was like, well, I think it was a great kiss.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, hey, he knows what he wants, and he's going to say it. I do. I mean, he's screaming confidence right now. So if he doesn't end up, I mean, I think we all kind of have an idea that he ends up with somebody after Paradise, but if he doesn't, then this will be very confusing for me, because he just seems very comfortable in his own skin
right
now.
Would you wear that pink suit?
Amy, I Well, he had the shirt unbuttoned a little bit, and you could tell, like, he had that, like, chest line that happens when people are really muscular showing. I don't have that. So I don't think I could rock it the way he does. But, yeah, I'd wear. I mean, maybe that's the next step, is I got to start expressing myself better through the clothes I'm wearing. Because I feel like, sometimes I got some confidence.
I have got the talk about how funny Amanda was when she rejected the kiss from Robbie. She's like, I just don't really know if I feel like she's having a kiss yet. And he is just like sweating there, looking like a Josh Murray 2.0, you know, just like losing the cool physically. And then he looks like an 80s pop star. Like, he looks like Kenny Loggins to me. With the beard.
Kenny Loggins? Really? Yeah. I mean, you're right. Yeah, she seems to attract these sweaty guys. And I mean, what is it? They're shiny? Maybe they're literally the new shiny thing that comes in the paradise that she's so attractive to.
Amanda's so undercover real. Like, she presents herself like this little Barbie, you know, with like the sweetest speaking voice, who's never said anything controversial. But then, like, she just says, it's just the most authentic things. Like, you know, not really sure. You know, she's always true to herself.
Yeah, I mean, I got to know that side of Amanda during The Bachelor, and I guess I never pictured Amanda as somebody that was this little, like, doesn't say anything, very PC type person, because I never saw that. So maybe I just have a different perspective of Amanda. She's always been very open about what she's thinking and feeling. She can communicate herself very well. Like, I don't know if you've seen that yet, but she's a great communicator. She's very clear in what she says. But it's interesting, and I want to keep watching, but it's interesting that Amanda's been so quiet this season so far. I mean, she is one of the most sought after women, but yet she just kind of keeps to the background. So it'll be interesting to see if she kind of steps forward during this season of Bachelorette. Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah, I'm saying this stuff because I want people to know the real Amanda, who doesn't always shine through on the show.
Yeah. Well, maybe this isn't her arena, but who knows? Maybe she ends up at the end of this season with somebody that she really cares about, and we can all watch Amanda fall in love once again, because I think all of us would appreciate it and love it, because I think all of us do like Amanda for the woman she is. And something else that we love for the thing it is movement watches. And Ashley, I know that you love yourself some movement watches. I see it on your Instagram. You aren't ashamed of them. Mm-mm. So, hey, talk about them.
I love movement watches because they're founded on the belief that style shouldn't break the bank. They're very expensive looking watches that aren't that expensive. They're high fashion, high quality, but at revolutionarily low prices. So this company was actually started by two broke college kids, and they wanted to wear stylish watches but couldn't afford them. So they started their own watch company. These movement watches start at just $95, but at any department store, you're looking at watches like these that would probably cost you at least $400 to $500 bucks. $400 or $500.
I mean, that's insane. So here's the deal. If you movement watches, like Ashley said, are just $95 today. Today, they're 15% off with free shipping and free returns. All you got to do is go to MVMT.com/almost famous. That's MVMT.com/almost famous. Buy a watch. Join the movement. Ashley.
Yeah.
It is so good to talk to you again. It is so good to be able to sit down for two nights of my week and watch Bachelor in Paradise. Every time. And then, hey, get to come in here and talk about it with all you lovely people out there.
Yeah.
But we'll be back next week.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, I'm excited about it. We're going to see Corinne. We're going to talk about the Dean ruin his chances to be the Bachelor. And then a question that I'm wondering, that I'm extremely interested in because I have no insight into it. Who is going to be the Bachelor? Could it be somebody that we don't know yet? Could it be somebody from way long ago? It's not going to be me.
You guys, you have
who's it gonna
no
be?
Idea how much of my week has been dedicated to the speculation of who's going to be the next Bachelor. People are just very, very confused because it just seems like Well, it seems like Peter's not in the running anymore.
Peter's basically said no, is what
Peter's
we heard.
Basically has said no, and Dean is maybe screwing his chances on Paradise. So, and you know, as you've heard it here on the Almost Famous podcast, Ben is not doing it this season. So, good luck, Bachelor casting producers. You guys, we are going to answer more reader emails next week because I'm looking at them right now and they are juicy. But until then, you're just going to have to, you know, you're just going to have to wait and look at your app, your podcast app, and just keep refreshing and refreshing until we come up there again.
Hey, we are recording these every Wednesday, so look for the podcast to come out each Wednesday. I know during Bachelor season it's on Tuesdays. It's been a little confusing. So they're going to come up on Wednesday nights. Listen, we appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you to all your to all of our sponsors today. This has been the Almost Famous podcast. I've been Ben.
I've been Ashley. See you next
week. Keep your powder dry.
What?
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.